Welcome to Prosperity for God's People, brought to you by ChristianTraders.com, the Internet's fastest growing Christian investment community, created just for you, the Christian investor.
And everybody's happy.
Striving for excellence in Christian talk radio, excellence in the world financial markets, and most of all, excellence in your personal walk with God.
Broadcasting live
from the CFRN studios in beautiful downtown Phoenix, Arizona.
Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, December the 27th, 2005. This is another edition of CFRN Investigates. Today we're talking with the mayor of Wall Street, Mr. Darren Saunders. Good afternoon, Darren. You're live on CFRN.
Good afternoon, Dwayne. Thank you for having me.
Hey, it's a pleasure to have you back.
Thank you for all the Christian traders as well, for all you do.
So, brother, tell us, what's happening in the Bronx?
What's happening is this week, it's probably going to be tomorrow. I thought it was going to be Thursday. But I met with a group called the Royal Takeover. They're a film group out of Coney Island.
Okay.
And what they're doing is they're going to introduce me onto their shows starting this January 6th. January 6th will be the first show with me. They're half an hour shows, and I will have the last 10 minutes of every show. And I am their professor of finance or something of finance. And I have my
professor of finance. I like that.
And I will be. I have my financial introduction pitch that tomorrow will be on Wall Street. Either tomorrow or Thursday will be on Wall Street.
Okay. Now, when are you going to know for sure if it'll be tomorrow or Thursday morning?
I'll know later today, and when I know for sure, I'll tell you because I'll have my cell phone with me, and you can call me as I'm on the street. Because this is what I was telling Mr. A from the Royal Takeover. That's the leader there. And I was telling Mr. A that in all my years of protesting down on Wall Street, the beauty of this, now that they have cameras, is what I'm going to do is I'm going to stand there in front of the exchange, and then I'm going to walk around and look for bankers and talk to bankers and try to interview bankers. And you have the Fox cameras, the CNN cameras, the CNBC news vans. They have the vans there. So I'm going to go over to the vans and ask them why they're not exposing this crime.
What kind of response do you think you're going to get?
I think people are going to run away from me.
I think you're right.
And if they run away from me, they look guilty because then I say, why are you running? It'll all be on film. Why are you running from me, sir?
Now,
please.
Again, what question are you going to ask them?
What I'm going to say, like say you're a banker. I'm going to say, Mr. Banker, may I have a moment of your time? I'd like to speak to you about our children's future. And then if he says, well, I'll say, well, if this counterfeiting problem continues, our children have no future. And we need to really, instead of just looking out for ourselves, we need to look out for others. And that's why we're here on the street, because we care about our children. So let me read you the pitch.
Okay.
I think the pitch is wild. Just tell me what you think.
All
and
right.
Maybe people could IM you and tell you what they think, too. Okay, I'm going to introduce myself, Darren Saunders, and I'm going to tell them, The Royal Takeover. This is the name of the film crew. The Royal Takeover. Remember that name, because we will soon overtake Brooklyn for the sake of our children. We are here on Wall Street today to ask a few hard questions of our country's financiers, the kind of questions Fox News and other media outlets wouldn't dare ask. Why should they? They don't care about you. They just care about their profits. Please take a moment and clear your mind of all your struggles with finance and hope of a better place. And please listen very carefully to our verbal battles here. Mr. A, thank you very much for this platform you have provided for American small business and to the Christian traders. Dwayne is the radio show host at Christian Traders and thank you, Christian Traders, for your support. We are a team. Welcome Mr. A and the Royal Takeover to our team. We will move on the playing field of Wall Street starting today. American youth, relax and continue to work really hard in your studies, because this American underclass will be heard, and the level playing field in which they preach exists doesn't. But we'll be ready for you once you get into the game. We promise you. Now let's find some players and play the game with them. What do you think?
I like that, brother. I think there's no name-calling. There's encouragement. Talking about our youth and their future. I like it. I like it. I like it very much.
That's my open, because then I figured I wanted something smooth to open, because then it may get a little, nasty.
Yeah.
So when I get out there, I mean, I'm going to be in that tone. I'm just going to speak to people and just ask them, forget about today.
Keep in mind now that these guys, they call us intellectual terrorists, they call us crackpots, so you're representing Patrick Byrne, you're representing Bob O'Brien, you're representing Rod Young, I mean,
yeah,
Dave Patch.
You're
representing a large group of people here, and I'm confident that you'll do a good job, and I'm confident because of the passion that you have in your heart.
And I'm representing the Christian Traders. I'm representing all of us, America. We're represented by a large majority of Americans, but it's not really seen because the media is so controlled and manipulated. They just look at a small segment of the population, and we are forced to look at the rest. And
now,
that's why we have to work so hard.
Tell me about the new TV show. You got a TV show in the works, correct?
Yeah. Thank you. I'm glad you reminded me, because I forgot. All right.
What's it called, The Wall Street Jungle?
The Wall Street Jungle. Now, I have a friend at HDTV that I email him all this information that we have on the markets, and I emailed him the shows. He listened to a couple of Bud Burrell shows, and I know he listened to Patrick Byrne's show, and he was blown away. And I signed paperwork with him about starting a TV show.
Mm-hmm.
And starting later this week, he's going to drive me out to Jersey to the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do a couple of shootings, and then he's going to look for somebody to be in to host the show with me. But what he wants to do, and this is what I'm really excited about, he wants me to bring guests onto the show.
Okay.
So I'm thinking maybe Patrick Byrne, maybe I could bring you, maybe I could bring Bob O'Brien. You know, but he could dress in his Easter Bunny costume if he wants, because like he says, he wasn't. But Bud Burrell will definitely be on the show.
Tell him about the monkeys, Darren.
The monkeys is the best part of the show, because when he said the name of the show will be The Wall Street Jungle, and we were just throwing around, ideas, and what he said to me, he said, let's call it The Jungle. Maybe we'll have a couple of monkeys there. And when he said that, I'm like, that's really a good idea.
You got to give the monkey a cigar.
Yeah, we're going to have two monkeys in the studio.
Give them some suspenders, a bow tie, and a cigar.
Yeah, and we'll give them, stock certificates. We'll give them dollar bills. We'll give them, and they'll be running around, and we'll try to antagonize them so they go crazy. And then towards the first show, the second show, the third show, when people ask, why do we have monkeys on the show? Why are there monkeys here? Because if you just think of the concept, people will watch it just for the monkeys. They're like, what the hell's going on here? So the reason why we'll have monkeys on the show is because I want to explain to people that I'm speaking to them. And the only reason the monkeys are there is because that's how they view you. When you look at the investment shows on Wall Street, we're going to use my show to balance them out. We're going to say, if you look at the way I'm speaking to you, I'm speaking to you as though we're on the same level. I'm speaking to you. I'm not using my education in this field to outplay you and to out-talk you like they do. I'm using my education in this field to guide you, to help you understand, to help you learn. That's what my show is going to be all about.
You're not a talking head. You're a talking heart.
Yes.
That's the power that you have, Darren, to move the markets, to move the people who are in the way of the markets moving in the direction that they should. That is your passion. That's mm-hmm. That's your fuel. That's your fire.
Yeah.
It's not about a Harvard PhD. It's about one man's passion. One man who was wronged by the markets, and one man's determination to bring justice to the American financial market.
Yeah, but it's more, it's really a team. I really don't look at this as myself alone, because I've been alone in this thing for so long. And
You're not alone by no stretch of the imagination.
Yeah, and I mentioned that the thing that really, and I bring him up again because I really want him to do a show. I mean, I just look at meeting Dave. If I didn't meet Dave Patch and I didn't get into this network, I mean, God, I could have jumped off the bridge.
I'm still waiting on Dave to send me an email. I've invited him on a number of occasions via email and via the show to come on and spend some time with us. So I'm just waiting, you know, to hear back from him. And I'm sure I will. The next time you talk to him, let him know that the invitation is still open and that I would very much like to have him on the show.
I sent him another email today about this because, I mean, the Wall Street Jungle show I'm very excited about because I think that we could really make a lot of noise there, because what I'm going to do on each show is I'm going to invite people to be on the show as guests. I'll invite Bill O'Reilly, I'll invite Sean Hannity, I'll invite Jim Cramer. Mr. Cramer, let's have a sit down and have a discussion about that.
I want to hear you talk to Sean Hannity. That would be good.
Sean Hannity, I love it. I want Sean Hannity, I want all of these people on TV, on my show, because it's just in Jersey, it's right near everybody. Fox is in New York, so we could just come down to Jersey if they want. We could film it in Fox Studios, because once we do a couple of shows, these shows are going to get taken off.
When you film that first show, ask them for a digital copy, mm-hmm. so that I can put it up on the website and people can download it and watch it with Windows Media Player. Okay.
I already spoke to John about that because John said we're going to have the first show, the first few shows linked onto my friend Dwayne's website where I do the radio shows, and I also have a friend out of Yonkers that I'm trying to do a commercial mortgage deal for, a man by the name of James Faulkner.
Mm-hmm.
He has a TV show out of Yonkers, and January 5th, I may be going to some fundraiser with him, a Republican fundraiser, and I gave him a couple of the shows, and he was blown away by them. And
did
now
you
he
give
won't.
Him my email address?
I emailed him and gave him your email address.
Okay,
But I'm going to talk to him after this show, and I'm going to try to get you and him to speak.
Yeah, I'd really like to talk to him and find out what he's got going on. And you know, that's the gentleman who played one of our broadcasts on the television station?
Yes, he played it on the broadcast, and he got incredible feedback, he said.
Good. Well, I'm glad to hear that he got good feedback, but I would really like to talk to him and see what direction we can take this in.
Oh, consider that done, because right now it's just a building process, and the one thing I look at that I'm really excited about is I'm so excited about the Wall Street thing. Because just for me to be able to walk on Wall Street and interview people with cameras rolling, interview them as they walk to work, talk to them, because I'm just going to continue to bring up the game that is being played. Because when you look at Bob O'Brien shows, I still haven't had the luxury to listen to any of his shows, but how he says that a small percentage of the hedge funds are the bad guys. I used to think all of them were the bad guys.
Yeah.
But now, from what he says, it's a small possession.
It only takes a couple of guys to do an awful lot of damage, and that's what's happening. Not all hedge funds are evil. And
yeah, I know. And if you look at, let me just, because remember we were talking about earlier about the Investigate the SEC website.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to read a couple of the petitioner's remarks. And here are people, everyday people like all of us. Here's somebody from Ohio, Parma Heights, Ohio. Wow, how can this continue? The entire public investment system could fail next year. The SEC is responsible for no enforcement. Why are they still being paid? Naked shorting is illegal and should be enforced. Nothing more needs to be said. The SEC is a major player of the federal government agency, and has a duty to protect the people. What are they waiting for? Now, you know, save America for the American worker. Now, you look at all of these things. Congress, if you're not part of the solution, then you're part of the problem. Tear down this wall of corruption now. So here are people that are being fleeced. Here are people, our neighbors, our brothers and sisters, our friends, are all being fleeced by the system. And if they ever look for help, for guidance, if they ever look for any of that by way of the financial news networks, CNN, CNBC, Fox News, the way the people speak, it's so over their head. I mean, I was watching a show about the Social Security privatization. The show is McLaughlin Group. It's on channel ABC at 11:30 Sunday mornings.
Mm-hmm.
So when you listen to these people speak, all it is like a talking heads. Everybody's fighting with one another. Everybody's screaming at one another. But and it's like the way they speak, it's like they speak in a demanding, listen-to-me tone. And as far as our shows with The Royal Takeover, with Mr. Faulkner, and with HDTV, our shows are just going to be like we're all just sitting down having a drink and just talking about how we can help one another. Because it's as far as what's taking place here, this is a minute man, a minute woman revolution. We need to.
Well, the goal is a level playing field. Now, when will you know for sure about the film crews? It's going to be tomorrow or Thursday. How soon will you know when the film crew is going to show up?
Now I'll know tonight. Okay. I'll know tonight. I'll email you or call you tonight and tell you when, because I said it will be. One of three times. It will either be 9:30 in the morning, 12 o'clock, or 4 o'clock. We'll either be there at the open, lunchtime, or the close, because that's when there's the most traffic. And what we'll do, I'll introduce myself, and then after that, I'll just walk around the street. I'll have 8 minutes. I'll walk around the street, and I'll just interview people.
Okay. When you send me the email, be sure you include your cell number.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, the number you sent to. Mark Cuban the other day?
Mm-hmm.
That was my cell number. I went on the post and I changed it to my toll-free number.
What?
I don't want Mark waking me up in the middle of the night.
Oh, okay. No, I'm sorry. I didn't know because right now, I mean...
I took it off the message board.
Yeah, I was thinking a lot about that, and I mean, I was talking to a couple of people, and maybe it's right because he's like a fanatic to a degree. And
I got no problem talking to the guy. I'd love to have him come on the show and get his opinion. I mean, I'm more than willing to give airtime to the other side of the story. I may not agree with it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, but you know what? Everybody's entitled to their opinion, mm-hmm. no matter how wrong it is.
Yeah,
That's what America's all about.
Yeah, I got a good idea from Gary Valinati, and he mentioned to me about calling the regulation SHO list, and I did that. I talked to a man by the name of Steve, who's the CEO of Taser International.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to somebody from United Airlines, somebody from Delta Airlines, and I talked to Mr. Metzinger from NanoPierce, because I own some shares of that stock.
Right.
And I'm trying to set them up to do interviews with you within the next week or two. And I think Taser would be good, because if you look at what's taking place with Taser, I mean, there's so much shenanigans going on with that company.
All right. Yeah, I would love to talk to the CEO of Taser. So as you get that set up, let me know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to duck out a little bit early today, but I'm expecting to have you on the phone a good part of tomorrow or Thursday, however this plays out.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll be looking to get a report from you live on the street, as you're on the street, about every 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah, I think that's going to be tremendous, because then even if we don't, we'll just tell them. I'm thinking to stay there, because I mentioned this to Mr. A, and he said it's a good idea. We could pretend that the camera's rolling, and we don't even need it to roll. If they want to roll more film, we could roll it, but we'll just walk around for about a half an hour or an hour, just with the cameras rolling or not rolling, me with the microphone interviewing the people. I think we could get a lot of really good material.
Yeah, this will be great. This is going to be a very interesting study in human nature to see who's willing to talk to you, who's not willing to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
Just see what kind of reaction you get from the general public.
But the beauty of it all...
people are going to ask you, what are you guys doing? And you'll have an opportunity to tell the story.
Oh, yeah, and I think the best part will be going up to Fox News and CNN and speaking to them about this. And I think it'll all be good, and I mean, teamwork, that's what it's all about. And I'm going to call Mr. Faulkner right now and try to get him hooked up with you sometime this week.
Okay, now we've got a lot of listeners in the New York area, the Connecticut, New Jersey area. So as soon as you have that information available, I'll get it up on the homepage of CFRN so that people who live in the area, I know that some of the folks want to come out and join you and be there with you. So as soon as I can get that information up on the homepage, the better, okay?
That would be a great help. I would really appreciate that.
Well, you got it, brother.
I'm going to call Mr. A right now and tell him that we'll have a lot of players there with us. So let's get this ball rolling. Because from what I hear, just before we go, about Patrick Byrne's interview,
mm-hmm.
I heard when he was on Squawk Box at 6 o'clock in the morning, which is 3 o'clock his time,
mm-hmm.
and he still made them look like fools. You take a guy at 3 o'clock in the morning, he was probably... to a degree next to sleeping, and he was still on his game.
He is a very articulate man. I really enjoyed my conversation with him, and I look forward to talking with him again. I may see if he wants to come back on the show later this week or next week, but For those of you who missed the interview with Dr. Patrick Byrne, the CEO of Overstock.com, you can listen to an archive by going to cfrn.net/investigates. From the homepage, just click the Investigates button. It'll take you to all of the archived interviews, but the one with Dr. Byrne, because he's the CEO of a company that has been naked shorted by the hedge funds. It's not an accusation. It is a reality. It is a fact. He spent $1.8 million of his own money to buy stock in his own company, and his broker could not physically deliver the shares.
That's really hilarious.
However, 800,000 shares traded that day and the next day and the next day.
Yeah, but they can't find any shares.
But they can't find enough shares to fill his order. So this is a
great really
story,
makes you
Darren,
wonder.
And again, we'll be with you on the street.
All right, I'm gonna
be it tomorrow or Thursday. Just give me the information as soon as you know for sure, because I don't want to send people into the city and you not be there. So.
No, I'll have the exact time because I mentioned this to him. I'm emailing him right now. I'll talk to Mr. A. I'll ask him what time exactly. When he gets down there with the film crew, I'll be there, and then we'll have the exact time, and people can help us out. People can watch, and we could hit him hard.
All right, brother. I'll be watching for your email.
Thank you, Dwayne.
Ladies and
Bye-bye.
Gentlemen, Mr. Darren Saunders, the mayor of Wall Street.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Remember this, there is no greater return on investment than to see a human life changed and given hope. As always, pray hard and trade safe. Any financial information discussed on this show is simply the opinion of our host, Pastor Dwayne Reeves, and his guests. This information should not be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Always do your own due diligence and consult with a licensed security broker or financial planner before making any investment decisions.